First up, though, what exactly is Gaia? Well, it's a probe, a bit bigger than those round trampolines that every family seems to have in their gardens these days. And you can think of it as being shaped like one of those floppy straw hats, a large rim with a bulbous centre.
Yeah, it's on a very defined orbit, actually.
Anna Harahan.
And it's at a position known as the second Lagrangian point, which is a kind of stable point in the Earth-Sun gravitational system. And it actually orbits not around the Earth, but it stays outside of the Earth and kind of keeps pace with the Earth in its orbit around the Sun.
Oh, okay, so it's kind of orbiting sort of somewhere in between Earth and Mars then?
Exactly, yes.
And it's taking lots and lots and lots of photos of the stars, because
the key parameter for Gaia is where the stars are.
That's Jerry Gilmore. He pitched the idea of Gaia to the European Space Agency and has been shepherding along the project ever since.
You'd think this history of astronomy, people have been trying to measure where the stars are since the Mesopotamians, you know, but actually astronomers are not very good at this sort of thing. And so in the whole history of science, we had reasonably accurate measurements of the positions and distances from us of about maybe 100,000 stars and how those stars were moving. Out of 100 billion, that's pretty pitiful, really. And they're all very local. The reason for that is that space is big, so it's really hard to measure the distances of stars. You need exquisite precision, which Gaia provides. So Gaia is the first ever exquisite measuring system, which is designed to measure not only where stars are, a large sample, 1% of them all, a billion or so, but also how those stars are moving. So we get three dimensions in space of where the stars are.
And last month, the first dataset was revealed.
Good morning, ladies and gentlemen, and welcome to the European Space Astronomy Centre, ESAC, here in Madrid. Today is an important day and a great day for astronomy because we are releasing the first batch of our dataset from our Gaia mission. My name is Markus Bauer. I'm the head of the communication office here in ESAC. And it's really a pleasure for me to welcome you here on site, but also welcome to all those who are watching us on YouTube.
And scientists have been so excited about it all that some have turned to the arts. Here's a poem that George Seabrook wrote, astronomer from the Millard Space Science Labs.
Twinkle, twinkle, little star, how I wonder where you are. ESA hoovers up your light with our Gaia satellite. The mission is to measure distance, get a grasp on your existence. Gaia may not see you twinkle, but kens if you're multiple or single. Astronomers, we feel the need to measure line of sight speed. Gaia's radial velocity spectrometer is the Milky Way's speedometer. The Mallard Science Laboratory has helped to write the Gaia story, has tested every key detector and coded software for billions of spectra.
Gaia has been making waves throughout astronomy. Although I have to admit, when I was trawling through ideas for this episode, I emailed Duncan Forgan, astrophysicist at St Andrews, for advice, and he replied,
I think, if I can recall correctly, I think I just said, oh, there's one word for you, and that's Gaia. And it's the one mission that every astronomer is excited about. And I think that's possibly the first mission since I started doing astronomy professionally, which has been almost 10 years. And it's the first time I could really feel that one mission really grasped everybody's attention. And I think the only other thing that's really done that in all the time that I've known is Hubble. So it's on that level.
After that sort of response, how could I not start looking into it? Although I did check, Duncan's not just doing an excellent PR job for Gaia.
I have no formal official connection to Gaia, but I think every astronomer feels informally connected to Gaia because it's such an exciting mission.
Why is it such an exciting mission? You a bit tantalising glimpse there.
Well, it's so exciting because it's doing things on a scale that when the mission was conceived, you know, 20 odd years ago, we didn't think it was even possible. And we have what's going to be a huge data set, not just of many, many stars in the sky. So at the end of the survey, it will be a billion stars, which is 1% of all the stars in the Milky Way, which makes it sound like a small number, but it still is a huge number. And we'll not only just have that, but we'll also have a lot of information about asteroids in the solar system. We'll even start to use this method to detect planets around some of these stars. So it's a huge data set for people who are interested in all kinds of different aspects of astronomy, from the solar system to the stars themselves, to planets around other stars, and then to the galaxy itself. So how those stars actually fit into the galactic structure.
Big mission then, not a small amount of data that they're collecting.
It's a huge amount of data. So it's, you know, we have what's called the first data release, or DR1, and that's still a huge data set, and it's only a small parcel of what's going to be a number of releases over 5 years. So even just that very small first release is itself quite a lot to deal with.